Welcome to the Healthcare IS podcast, where we tackle today's challenges in the health IT workforce. Broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, here's your host, David Cushon.
Hi, this is David Cushon, managing partner of Healthcare IS. Welcome to our podcast. We're going strong. We've got a number of topics that we've got lined up for the fourth quarter here. We certainly appreciate the feedback that we've been getting, specifically lately. We've had a lot of traffic via email, so we appreciate your comments. Please keep sending them. Based on the recommendations we received a month or two back, this is, I believe, our third or fourth podcast where we're now splitting up the interviews and the tips. We used to do an interview and a career tip segment in each of our podcasts, and we were told that those went a little longer than ideal, so we have them split up now so that when you either stream them or download them, you're going to get something in about 12 minutes or less. Today, we're going to be focusing on a tip primarily geared towards our independent consultants out in the marketplace, and it evolves around the concept of how you're viewed by clients, whether or not you're looked at as a specialist, especially consultant, an expert that they bring into the organization, or if based upon your work and the time you spend at each client, if maybe your ability to be viewed as a consultant is being tainted and you're maybe looked at more of a long-term, highly skilled temporary employee, which can have some negative effects when you're looking to get a contract. So today we're going to focus primarily on that tip. Okay, welcome to the tip segment for our podcast today. Today we're going to address a topic around the question of, are you a consultant or are you a long-term temporary employee? This topic primarily is focused towards contractors, independent contractors that will work through multiple firms. They'll go from one project to the next. They're primarily paid. They're compensated on an hourly basis. And the discussion, it kind of popped up in my mind to have a discussion about this topic with somebody who had presented their profile to our firm to be considered for a particular project that we had with a good long-term client of ours. And they talked about all their consulting experience. Now, this person had been doing contract work as a consultant for 4 years. They had two clients at the time, or I should say they had done work for two different organizations, both for about 2 years, one for a little bit more, one for a little bit less. And during my conversation, they kept saying how they were a consultant and a consultant. And, the perspective that a person like that does not have is the perspective of how many profiles the people at our firm see on a regular basis. And when you see profiles where somebody has 4 years of experience, 2 years with one company, 2 years with another, and then you take a look at, and I guess I should add to that, that they're also doing a variety of different tasks over that two-year period of time. There's no one specific area where they focus in on. They come in for one reason. They come in to help the client solve a particular issue. The client likes them. They have a broad skill set. So they assist them with other work that needs to be done. That's fantastic. It provides some stability for that individual. But when you see other profiles on a regular basis where somebody also may have been in consulting for 4 years, and maybe over that 4 or 5 year period of time, all they have done is help provide a solution in one main area for a particular set of clients who have the same need over and over. And when they've gone into clients, they go in and out anywhere from 4 to 8 or 9 months. Now over a 4 year period, they've done the same task, helped solve the same problem, shown the same area of expertise over and over and over again, and now have a body of work that goes over a span of, say, 9 or 10 clients. There's a big difference in how those two profiles are viewed by people who are looking to bring a consultant aboard. So in the second example, if you're a client that has a particular need, you need to bring in an outside resource, and you look at a profile of somebody who has done the tasks that are necessary to solve the same problem you're trying to solve, and on that profile, the individual has done it 10 times for 7 to 10 times for 8 or 9 different clients over a 4 year period, you're looking at that person as a true expert in what they do. If you take a look at another profile, I should say if that client takes a look at another profile with somebody who has done that type of work in the past, maybe twice, but has done a number of other things along the way and has only done work for two clients over a 4 year period, those clients don't look at those consultants who've only done work for two different clients as much of an expert as they do the person who's done the same work over and over for a number of different clients. Now, there are always exceptions to the rule. There will always be special circumstances where a client may hire somebody who's highly recommended. They may hire the person because they were a past employee. But again, when I'm doing these podcasts, I'm talking to the 80% of the market, the things that you're going to encounter on a regular basis. So one of the things we talk to consultants about, particularly when they're independent contractors, is to think about where they want to be 3 years down the road, how they want to be viewed. Now, for some people, they want to just do contract work for 3 years. They have a specific period of time. They have a specific rate that they're looking to make. And if they can make that rate doing a variety of different work for one client over a three-year period and then move on to something else, that solves their needs. That's fine. That works out perfect for them. On the flip side, for consultants or for people who get into consulting as a contractor and see themselves staying in this marketplace for a longer period of time, you want to begin to take on projects and accept work that will build the type of profile down the road that will make it much easier for you to be viewed upon as an expert or a consultant in a particular area. It'll make your life a lot easier in getting future engagements by paying attention to these types of things. So, you know, ask yourself the question, when you get done with your next project and you put the accomplishments of this project, which have to do with the work you did and how long you're there, just keep asking yourself, how are you going to be viewed? Are you going to be viewed as an expert consultant in a specific area with a good client base? Or will it be a little bit easier to look at or view you as somebody who is more of a temporary employee, although a highly skilled temporary employee that was just brought in by a company to do whichever tasks are there? Will you be able to provide a profile that has you viewed as an expert? So keep in mind, if being viewed as a consultant and an expert is something that's important to you down the road, this is something you certainly need to pay attention to when you're moving from project to project. Okay, so that wraps things up today for our podcast. As always, there are show notes on our website. If you have any comments, we welcome them. Just go to our website, healthcareis.com. Go to the blog section. You certainly had to get here through that link. But just go back there and put some comments on there, and we'll be happy to respond to any comments, either right there directly online, or if it's basically a recommendation, we'll do what we can to enhance future podcasts to bring more value to our listeners. Don't forget to catch us on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn for an inside view of HealthcareIS. We have a lot of information that we're trying to get out to our community network out there. And don't think that there's the same information on all of those sites. There is some overlap, but each one of those sites appeal to users in different ways based on how they're set up. And there's some information that's much better received, say, on Facebook than certainly through Twitter. Google+ is becoming quite popular now. I know for people that are in social media, we've seen a big, big increase in that area. So it might be something that, or I should say on that platform. So that might be something to look into if you haven't looked into it at all. So with that, thanks for listening, and we look forward to having you back next time.